Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Very special promo episode for Lost Library's Fifth Watch. I am your host and GM for this game, Joe, and I have joining me some players.
Hi, I'm Alan Sells. I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue, Athena.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson, and I play Mitch Carver, Mitch Carver.
The clearly very normal human being in, like, this team of... God, what a mess. What a mess you all are.
Look, we're a little extra. We're a little dramatic. Mm-hmm. And lots of kissing.
So much promised kissing.
Yes. I haven't gotten to kiss anyone.
Yet. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. So, also in the cast, we have Raphael Johns playing Gwendolyn Smith, otherwise known as Godsend, and Eli playing Kronos. That's with capital C, lowercase h, etc., etc. It's going to get very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a fifth member. Who knows? It might just be a secret.
Well, I think they went to go and get a snack. I think they were raiding a movie theater showing the new Halloween.
Yeah, gotta fill up on those spooks.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what we're set out here to do is give you a kind of recap and introduction to the new campaign that's coming out. So I would like to ask the two of you, in no particular order, what do we remember from the one shot that was recorded oh so many months ago?
Oh boy. Okay. So it's the four of us in our secret lair, which is beneath the pool of Silverhawk High School. And this mysterious man named Rupert comes to visit us. He's not mysterious in an exciting way. He's very bland. Recently, we joked that if he was a superhero, he would be the Beige Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Rupert comes up to us, and he works for a super secret, like, superhero organization called Aegis. And he says, "Hi, there is a event later on that we would like to have youthful young superheroes, the heroes of tomorrow, be at as, like, a public relations image-building deal, and you will be appearing with the big top superhero Brazen."
Which we immediately screwed up.
Yeah.
Well, not screwed up, undermined it.
Yes.
Because none of us went in costume.
Yeah, we didn't make a good impression.
What I love most about that is Alan on record going, "Oh yes, I have worked with Brazen. All of my interactions with him have been very nice." And then he proceeds to be the worst person ever.
That is also true. Well, I mean, his story is kind of short, sweet, and to mm-hmm. the point. But before that, we met with this lady, this alien lady. Yeah.
This is my prompt. Okay, it's my turn again. Okay, her name is Setridel. She wants to learn Earth customs. She tries to describe a movie and it doesn't work, but she tries her best, and she wants to know what Earth humans wear, and she wears a really great tuxedo with tails to this dinner party, and I'm sure she looks great. And she accidentally drinks too much, and we're trying to stop her from drunkenly giving a speech, and at some point, Roll for Jazz happens.
That is true.
For some reason, just in the moment of, like, how can you sober up an alien quickly? Oh, wouldn't it be weird if you have to play certain chords on a piano? Okay.
So I kicked the pianist out and started playing the piano. Also, I kind of picture that the alien was played by Tilda Swinton.
Oh, of course. Like, who else are you going to get to do that?
Mm-hmm. So I started playing on the piano. We got her undrunk. But then Mitch started to hack, right?
Oh, yeah. Hacking is all Mitch does. Mitch has tech powers. And he found out that there is one building of this tower. We were in this place called the Amber Tower in a big penthouse party area. And there's one floor of this building that he could not get any security feeds from. That floor is blocked off, and he didn't know why. It's just shielded from everything. But he did find out what company runs that floor. It's some, like, boring accounting firm with a super lame website from, like, 2004.
It had spinning graphics on it.
I'm sure it did. It had, like, little hearts that, like, trailed behind the cursor or something. Mm-hmm. Or because it's an accounting firm, maybe, like, little dollars.
It's even worse than I imagined it. Wow.
So, I'm not quite sure how we got there, but essentially we figured out that Brazen was not on the up and up.
No. Nope.
That he had brought us here to basically pin a murder because he wanted to kill the diplomat that was at the party.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a very terse confrontation with him, got into a fight, which was pretty cool. And then you want to kind of finish us out, Melissa, with what happened?
Well, there's some aliens. I believe they were reptilian in nature. The sprinklers came on. Jace threw his ascot up in the air. But he does that every episode, so it's like saying, yeah, in this episode of Pokemon, Team Rocket recites the motto, like it's mandatory.
Yep, as much as possible.
Gotta get that branding in.
And at the end, Brazen, you know, just casually gets his heart ripped out of him by, I believe, a very fast blur. Was that it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which we now kind of have an inkling of who that might be.
Yeah.
Which, spoilers, come for further on in the series, we might know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
But Jace had kind of talked him down to turn himself into the God Rangers, and before he could, his heart was on the floor and he was dead.
Yeah, R.A.P. Brazen.
You will be missed by exactly someone, maybe?
He had a family.
Yep.
He had a family.
Yeah.
His two dads, his wife, and his three daughters.
Because I think, weren't they being leveraged against him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone was threatening his family? It's actually kind of sad.
Yeah.
That's much later stuff. We don't even go into that during the one-shot. But that whole thing, like, that whole Brazen doing a bad thing to protect his family is maybe something that might come up much, much later down the road.
Yeah.
That's the plot stuff for the one-shot. We did not talk about the trip we took to the mall or all of the social interactions, which are the really important parts of what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so far we've gone through several sessions without rolling any dice. Zero fights. There is only gay drama.
at least two shopping montages.
Yes.
Milkshakes. Yes. Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm. An arcade.
You know, teens being teens.
Yeah, and intense, dramatic, one-on-one emotional moments with Careless Whisper playing in the background.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think that about sums us up. Just imagine gay drama, Careless Whisper, and occasionally a fight happens.
And superheroes.
Oh, yeah. Did we mention we're superheroes?
Mm-hmm.
Saving the world, one kiss at a time.
There we go. We got our tagline.
There we go.
I hope you enjoyed this very, very short little thing before next week on a Saturday when episode one proper will go live.
Woo!
So until then, thank you for listening. And bye!
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 Will it be ready for deployment?
Yes, sir. Just give me a bit to run him out and I'll show you exactly what he's supposed to do.
Ensure that it 703 and 028 are also ready.
Fair enough. We're going for something big then. And
The man in white turns and walks away. The man in the lab coat walks closer to our point of view, begins looking directly at the camera. You're going to make me so proud. I'm so happy how well you've grown. And he presses his face against glass and it fogs up slightly. I know you could never let me down. I'm so happy to see you go. You've done so well.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter at @LostLibraryCast.